The original Mayflower that sailed with 102 pilgrims back in 1620 is long gone, but another ship by the same name still occupies a place on the Plymouth coastline. Its story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agriliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgriLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The Mayflower ship that brought the pilgrims to Plymouth in 1620 is believed to have been broken into pieces 4 years later and used in the construction of a barn in England. However, there is another Mayflower you can see today.
Mayflower 2 is an awesome example of an early 17th century vessel in the accuracy of its design. We knew that the ship was 180 tons burden, which means it could carry 180 one-ton barrels.
And as Whit Perry explains, knowing the carrying capacity of the original Mayflower allowed naval architects to project the approximate dimensions of the original ship. This new Mayflower was constructed in 1955.
We don't normally do the proverbial three-hour cruise like the SS Minnow of Gilligan's Island fame, but we do try and get it out for historical and educational purposes here in Cape Cod Bay, and it's been as far away as Florida since it came in 57.
While about four centuries have passed, the Mayflower II sails in the same way her namesake did.
We do not have a motor, propulsion motor, on Mayflower II. We sail just as they would have. We have lots of everybody in our volunteer crew, and yes, just pulling on lines at the right time.
And steering this ship is a real step back in time.
They were not using ship's wheels at this time period. Ship's wheels were not commonly used until late in the 17th century by the Dutch. So it's very unique to steer this ship with a vertical stick.
Thousands of visitors every year come here to board the Mayflower 2 for a glimpse of what those pilgrims might have experienced. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.